101 FM, Morning Sickness on the air. Marshall Tucker, also Def Leppard, and Touch. Pam, don't you know what love is?
Only when I'm with you in the morning, Chris.
And then you look at me and say, oh, no! I hear you, girl. 717 on 101. And you can pick up a 101 baseball shirt at any of the 17 Twin Cities County seat stores. And remember, every dime of profit that we get from those shirts goes to charity. So get one today. You'll be glad you did. News time, 720. Coming up in just a moment, interesting fast food tragedy story. Also, some mandatory death stories. Kind of cheer you up this morning. Thinking to do some death stories. Strange facts. An Eastern Airlines jetliner that was hijacked to Cuba with 94 people aboard, man, last night arrived in New York City. This morning, almost 7 hours overdue, there were no injuries in the incident, and the hijacker is in custody in Havana. A faulty indicator light forced the pilot of a Northwest Orient Airlines 747 to shut down one of the plane's four engines over the Pacific yesterday, but the plane with 248 passengers returned safely to Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Pope John Paul expressed hope today that his second visit to Poland since becoming Pope will lead to reconciliation, peace, freedom, and justice, and of course, massive polka-ing in the streets. John Paul departs Vatican City tomorrow for an eight-day visit to his homeland. House Speaker Tip O'Neill is at home recuperating from an inner ear infection. O'Neill reportedly became dizzy during a closed meeting of House Democrats yesterday and later went to Bethesda Naval Hospital for a checkup. A strike has been averted for now at Republic Airlines. No settlement yet. What?
No, he's in tip-top shape.
Oh, oh. Oh, boy. Well, that in the Republic Airlines strike, and Tip O'Neill has trouble with his ear. You know how he fixes it? He picks it. Oh, that blew it. Pick it. Never
pick
mind.
It. That's it.
Joke in there somewhere, folks. You have to kind of work it out yourself.
Uses
Q-tip it. Union Mechanics Q-tip it. But Union Mechanics have agreed to consider an offer made just before the strike deadline last night. State Treasurer Robert Mattson, the invisible man, has vowed he will be on the job in the future. Mattson had been criticized for spending most of the time since his election in Florida, but he was on the job yesterday and says he is back to stay. But what I would give to have a tape of his conversation with Perpich yesterday. I'd like to hear that one. An Osseo man live and well today after yesterday's fire at a Ramada Inn in Fort Worth, Texas. 33-year-old Steve Manny jumped two stories to escape the fire that killed five people and injured 34 others. The abandoned Duluth Air Force Base may become a federal prison. The head of the Federal Bureau of Prisons has picked the air base over the closed Rochester State Hospital for a new minimum security federal prison. What would you like, the death stories or the fast food story first?
Let's do the fast food story.
Okay, put on your spoons, everybody. A California attorney wants poetic justice for a man who says his hamburger contained mouse meat. Joe Myers claims his client was served a burger at a fast food restaurant in Riverside, California that was later shown to contain mouse hair, mouse liver, and that yummy mouse brain.
Oh, yummy.
Boy, I'll tell you.
The brain?
In the lawsuit, attorney Myers used his own brand of legalese, and it goes something like this. Some like pickles, some like relish, some say, hold them please. But plaintiff never ever said, I'd like some mousy and some cheese. Yes, it was mouse meat broiled and ground, which plaintiff's tummy did surround. Yes, friends, actual legal briefs.
Boy.
Kind of a happy kind of thing there, isn't it? They say every cloud has its silver lining, and Joe Makarski feels that something can generally be salvaged from the most horrendous air disasters, which is why when he hears of a plane crash, Makarski rushes to the scene. Yes, he's president of Eclipse Aviation of Stamford, Connecticut, and his business involves salvaging intact parts from plane wreckages for sale. Told a Toronto Globe and Mail reporter at the scene of the recent Air Canada disaster in Cincinnati, of course we get called vultures, but so do you guys. You're the press. Somebody's got to clean up the garbage. The beauty of it is that good, salvageable material, like the wreck of a car, is available in plane wrecks. He says most airlines won't buy parts from wrecked planes. But some will. He always tells them the origin. I'd like to know the list of the ones that do. You know what I'm talking about? Mandatory death stories. Here's a guy who's in a real jam. Yes, Pam, there was no escaping the jam that Michael Davies found himself in. The 22-year-old Liverpool, England factory worker died after he fell into a vat of jam at Nelson's Jam Factory in Liverpool.
Oh.
Some people's bodies may waste away after death, but 62-year-old Tom Gribble of Bristol, England, has taken steps to ensure that after he dies, he'll remain right up with the times. The retired engineer has directed in his will that some of his cremated ashes be put to work in an egg timer. He wants the egg timer handed down as a family heirloom from generation to generation. Says Gribble, quote, I haven't got much to leave my wife and two daughters, but one day I'll be useful again. So the guy wants to be useful, so he's going to come back as an egg timer. People who opt to have their ashes scattered at sea by the Nautilus Society of Oakland, California, receive their last farewell from the deck of the Society's scattering ship, which is called the Bye Bye Baby. And it's skippered by Captain Lance Sundown. Yes, that is his real name.
Come on.
I'm telling you, straight out of the San Francisco Chronicle. The Nuclear War Preparedness Department, you'll be relieved to know that 180 undertakers from across the United States recently attended a seminar in Cincinnati where they received instructions on the proper handling of radioactive corpses. Yeah. Okay. Oh, should we do... Oh, wait. Cut it out. Finally, as long as we've talked about dead people, we might as well talk about people that are brain dead. Interior Secretary James Watt, already recipient of a Shot in the Foot Award from President Reagan, has been selected to receive the Order of the Bird from the International Association of Professional Bureaucrats. The organization, founded to lampoon bureaucratic inaction, called Watt, cited Watt for his idiotoxic policies, the slush mental protection of the public domain, and an amblyoptic view of public service. Translation? Idiotoxic means any program that is toxic because of the idiocy upon which it is based. Slush mental means sloppy-minded, and amblyoptic is dim-sighted. Watt's office's comment on the award? They said it will receive all the attention it deserves.
The Minnesota Twins won yesterday, again. Left fielder Gary Ward hit a solo homer. John Castino hit a two-run double to lead the Twins to an 8-1 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night.
Woo!
Al Williams ended a personal six-game losing streak yesterday, pitching his first complete game this season in the Twins' 8-1 victory. He struck out five and held the Royals to six hits. Frank Viola will be in the mound tonight as the Twins try for three in a row against the Royals at the Dome. KC will counter with Paul Splitroff, who is 4-1.
And the Sunshine Band.
That's right. His name may not be on the All-Star ballot, but John Castino is an All-Star on the Twins. He leads the American League now with 128 total bases and 46 runs scored. Calvin Griffith continues to get offers for the sale of the Twins, but he repeated again last night that he won't make a decision on whether to sell the club until the end of the 1984 season, when the owners and players will negotiate a new bargaining agreement. Local businessman Rudy Luther, also Shelley Walsh, have expressed interest in the club. His attorney, Griffith's attorney, also says that he is getting offers from all over the country, including Denver, Indianapolis, New Orleans, and New York. If he does decide to sell the team, he will give local people the first chance. But if they won't meet the highest bid, then he'll have to sell the club to the people who are willing to pay the highest price. Doesn't that sound like our Calvin?
I'll tell you. Unbelievable.
Also, let's see. Top-ranked Edina won its 16th straight game, coasting to a quarterfinal victory in the Boys State Class AA baseball tournament at St. Paul yesterday. Hornets will play Grand Rapids today at 10 a.m. in the semifinal round. St. Cloud Apollo will meet Holy Angels in the other semifinal game at 12:30 today. Final game was at 7 o'clock tonight at Municipal Stadium. Dr. John Williams, former football star of Minnesota, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of distributing cocaine. And former Ohio State football star Art Schlichter said that his life has been getting better since he went to the FBI and began receiving treatment for the compulsive gambling problems that resulted in his suspension from the NFL.
Wonder if he's going to use that new cologne from that new gambler cologne.
What is that? I don't know.
Kenny Rogers has signed. He's got a deal with Joe Van.
Oh no!
And he's got a new cologne called Gambler. I think it'd be a perfect gift for Art Schlichter for Father's Day myself.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em.
Okay. I would like to do the weather top 40 style like you used to hear years ago. Do you think would be cool?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be good with a jingle, though, don't you? Should I do, yeah, that's what we'll do. Okay, I got it. Okay. Should we do the 101 jingle first, or should we do the... Okay. This is the way, if it were 10 years ago today, this is the way it would sound coming out of the news. Now, you have to just do the last part of the last sports. So you say, that's the sports at 7:29.
And that's the sports. It's 7:29:30.
Okay, we're talking partly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain at a high of 75 today. Low night, 50 degrees. party and all rock and roll. 101 FM! Those morning sticks, have a good time, morning Pam?
I sure am, Chris.
Here's the Hollies at a classic 1973 and Long School of the Actress. Have some fun today on 101 Morning Sickness. Come on down, mama, with the Hollies!
Saturday night, I was downtown. Put up with all my FBI.
101 FM, 7:33. Having some fun this morning. Oh yeah, we're having some fun this morning with the Hollies, Lock Cool Woman, 7:33, 27 before 8 o'clock. And if you'd like to stump the jack, you feel free to give us a call right now at 989-2101. Come up with some socks or Pam to sing, or some trivia questions for me to answer. Just feel free to do that right now. 989-2101 on 101 FM. How do you like it, Pam? We've changed the format.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish will
So now we return to normal. 7:36, 24 before. But I don't know how I did that for all those years. You know what I mean? Would you like to do that from now on? Tomorrow and say, Pam, hey, it's top 40. From here on out, you got to talk up every single song. Real fast. You got to talk real fast, too. Would you be able to do it? You want to try it?
Mm-mm.
This is a short one on the beginning.
No, Chris. On, like, no, I don't know how. I don't know what to say.
Come on. Here you go. It's a short one. It's only 6 seconds.
See, I can't do
skip
it.
The weather
I
real
just
fast.
Am
just
I'm
say your
nervous.
Name and laugh a lot. Okay?
Chris.
Come on, you can do it.
Say my name and laugh
go
a
ahead.
Lot.
Yeah.
hi, I'm Pam McMahon. Oh.
Shucks, don't say that, Pam. That's
darn.
For sure.
No, I just can't do that. I can't
You're
do it.
You're turning red. I can't believe it. There's nothing to it.
I know.
It's
I'm just shy.
It's just like here.
Okay.
You want to give me another one?
Okay.
I'll give you the classic one if you got nothing to say. Just go. Hi, Pam McMahon. It's at 7:37, 23%. The remote. See, there's nothing to it.
I'll practice at home.
Okay, well, you can say good morning, everybody. You can say
good morning,
that.
Everybody.
See, you guys, it's half. You get the inflection down. That's half the act, right there. No problem. All right, we're getting ready to get stumped. Put a sock in it.
I'm practicing my laugh. You told me laugh a lot.
Well, you know, you don't want to.
So I'm like,
no, never mind. I'm not gonna, can't say that. It's not nice to be a mean person.
I know.
We got some guys that want to stump us here.
That we do.
Got some interesting questions too. one of them I know for sure. And somebody, this person here has a song for you to sing. I can just tell.
Yeah, we need
just
a
tell
song.
By the way it's flashing. Okay, stand by for Stump El Jocko in just one moment.
Martin Lemus,
the height of your career.
The height of my career.
You mean it's downhill from here? Is that what he's trying to tell you? Come on, it's time to stump the jock. Okay, our first caller is the guy that only wants to be known as the Wise Guy from Minneapolis. Hi, Wise.
Hey.
How are you doing? You've been listening to the top 40, huh?
Two top 40, limited time only.
Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Now, say 1-800-555-2225.
1-800-555-2285.
Okay, hey, thanks. What do you got for us, Wise?
What was that, anyway?
Can I call you Mr. Guy?
Okay, hey, we got a cartoon character, and I'll even give you the program. It was from a Dick Tracy cartoon. The imitation goes like this.
Could I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch it. Could we hear that one more time?
Sounds
like the owner of the radio station. He talks just like that.
Okay,
sorry.
Thin ice.
Real thin. You know, I remember that show. I remember some of the... That's one of the bad guys, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
And it isn't prune... Is that... There was a guy named Itchy... Itchy something? The guy scratching himself all the time?
That's not it, though.
That's not... Oh, jeez. Who is it?
Scarface.
You remember Heap O' Calories?
No, I don't remember that.
Heap O' Calories is this big, fat, slobby guy who's a bad guy in that cartoon.
Did I win? Hey, did I get the trip?
The trip, yeah. You get a trip to, let's see, where are you from?
Fridley.
You get a trip to Fridley, yes. Pam will come over and pick you up about 9:30 this morning, okay?
Great, I'll
all right.
Be waiting.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah.
Contestant number two from St. Louis Park, Joel. Hi, Joel.
How's it going?
Good.
I got one for you. Who's Nipper?
Nipper?
Yeah.
Nipper? I know who Nipper is, Pam.
Do you?
Nipper is the dog. This is unbelievable. Unrehearsed, right?
Unrehearsed.
Nipper is the dog that sits in front of the megaphone on the old RCA logo. There's a picture of a dog.
Unbelievable. You win the prize!
That was Nipper. Hey, you know why I know that? I went to college and I've got a degree in broadcasting. which is like sort of like a degree in shoe industry. I don't know if you're if you go to like a nice restaurant and give them like a dollar and show them your diploma, they'll actually give you a cup of coffee. Did you know that?
Incredible.
Well, I took a class in broadcast. It was a basic broadcasting thing, and there was a lot of like historical questions in there, and that was the extra credit question. It was name the dog that was from the RCA thing. And I got it wrong. But I got it right this time. Thanks for calling, Joel.
How many dimples are on the average golf ball?
Oh, this is the one. 144.
336.
Mm. Did you count them?
No, I read it in the book.
Oh, thanks for calling, Joel. What a guy.
What a guy.
Contestant number 3 from Anoka. Hey, we're 50-50 right now. Kent from Anoka. Hi, Kent.
How's it going?
Smoking. Kent.
All right. Yeah, hey, I smoke Kent cigarettes, and, you know, my horoscope sign is Cancer.
Oh, swell. Mm. And your name is Kent. Good, I'll tell you. Good luck.
All right, I'll make this easy on you, the first one here. Frank Zappa's, what's the ugliest part of your body?
Oh, that's an easy one, too. Some say your nose, ba-da-da-da. Some say your toes, but I think it's your mind. Correct?
Correct. Now the second hard one, Mr. Green Jeans.
Well, that's
the
song.
I know that one.
It's a song called Mr. Green Jeans?
Yeah,
easy.
Pam knows
easy.
It.
Easy, I've
Pam
got it. Okay, we ready?
Yep.
Don't it make my green jeans? Don't it make my green jeans? Don't it make my green jeans blue? Is that it?
That must have been real early, Zappa. I've never heard that.
Oh, darn.
Would you care to sing a few bars? Are they clean enough to sing, I guess, first of all?
Oh yeah, all Frank Zappa is.
Well, Kent, I don't know how to put this thing.
We don't trust you.
Go ahead.
Eat a grape fig, a crumpet too, you'll pump them right through, do you? Eat your shoes, and don't forget the strings and box. Even eat the truck that brought them in, garbage truck.
Okay, well, Kent, listen, thank you very much. We appreciate the call. See ya. And contestant number 4 from St. Paul, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Stump us.
Okay, you're from Chicago, right?
That's where I worked before I came here, yes.
Okay, there was a big rock and roll station, WCFL.
Yes.
And they decided to change their format to easy listening.
Yes, they went from screaming, raucous top 40. In a period of 5 minutes, they were playing top 40, and then 5 minutes later, they were playing elevator music, right?
Wrong.
It was beautiful music. It was easy listening type.
Right, but okay. How did they change their format?
Well, I'll tell you exactly how they changed their format. The guy that was on the air at the time was a legendary Chicago broadcaster who's still on the air named Larry Lujack, one of my all-time idols. And Larry was on the air, and he's one of the biggest smartasses on the face of the earth. And Larry was on the air, and all through the show there, the funniest thing was, all through the last hour of the show, all the other rock stations in town had bought commercials saying, you're losing a friend, WCFL, so you should listen to us, WLS. They ran all these commercials for all these other stations. Anyway, Lujack is on, and he goes, he said he had a long-term contract with no, he couldn't get out, you know, couldn't leave, so he had to stay for the beautiful music. And he goes, well, a lot of you I know have been listening for years, and I want you to know that, well, I'm not going anywhere. This whole thing goes, so I like this music. He said, I like Frank Sinatra. I like Mantovani. And I'm still going to be here during the afternoons doing the afternoon show. So what I suggest is that you sit back, relax, get in the tub. Oh, that's what they did. They played Sounds of the Ocean for 12 hours before they played the music, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, but what he said was, he goes, sit back, relax, listen to the sounds of the ocean, and get in the bathtub. And just cool out and enjoy the sounds of the ocean from WCFL. Then you heard this. The sounds of the ocean came in, and in the background you heard, get your clothes off and get in the tub!
He did that for 12 hours with uninterrupted.
I know, it was really too much. I got a tape of that at home. It's the only reason I happen to know that. Well, thank you for calling, Mark.
Okay, sure.
I'm sure we've bored everyone to tears.
Okay, bye.
See ya. Bye. That's it.
That's it.
We've only got stumped
once.
Once, yeah. You knew the Mr. Green Jeans song.
Yep. I think I knew the real one.
Do you really know the real one?
He was just pulling our leg.
Okay. 747. Here is
our legs.
Black Sabbath on Black Sabbath on 101 FM.
Get your clothes off and get in the tub.